Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothed the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, or you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, or Saint Teresa of the Little Flower, she said, "If I don't live from moment to moment, I find it impossible to be patient. So I try and live in the present moment. I forget about the past. I forget about the past, and I try not to second guess what tomorrow will be like." Now, apply that to ourselves. And I'll include myself here, because I'm no different. Look at all the time we spend worrying. Now, if I say to you at this moment, right here, are you peaceful? You'll probably say, yes. Well, hopefully you will. But the minute you leave this moment where we are right now and move on to what happens after Mass or what happens later today, then you begin to worry, you begin to become anxious. Where does all that come from? Does it come from God? The answer is no. Where does it come from? And I think, looking at myself, when I'm worried, who's in charge? When I'm anxious about tomorrow, when I'm lacking in trust, who's in charge? It's not God, it's my false self. And whether we like to admit it or not, most of our lives is dominated, most of our lives, our false self is in control. Now, we may not like to think that. It may be unpleasant to hear, and we may not want to face up to that, but it is a fact. And when we have many of us, when we have some kind of difficulty or trouble, or we don't want to know, and when you're not prepared to face your difficulties, what happens? You bury them, and where did they go? Deep down inside you. So they don't go away. They remain there, and they grow and become worse. So it doesn't make sense. And all we have to do, and I'm talking to myself too, and I ask the Lord to help me in this, live from moment to moment. None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us. So we live today to the best of our ability. That is all we're asked to do. And I guarantee you, when you begin to do that, just day to day, moment to moment, that's the secret of peace and of happiness.